During Walker's first special session on jobs back in January, the legislature passed nearly every bill the governor put on their plate. But during the session he called for September, lawmakers passed just 14 of the 26 bills he asked them to. Walker was asked at a state capitol press conference whether that was a success.
Well, I think it's a success anytime we move forward to make it easier for businesses, particularly small businesses, to have the certainty and stability they need to add jobs in the state of Wisconsin. So without a doubt, it's a success.
Oddly enough, on the last night of session, it was Democrats who tried to force the issue and call some of the governor's remaining bills to the floor. That included a bill that would boost funding for manufacturing training grants at tech colleges by $400,000. Democratic Assembly Minority Leader Peter Bark had told Republicans they should follow the governor's lead.
He put this on the call. He felt this was urgent. And he's right. It is urgent.
But while this plan had the backing of the governor, Republican Budget Committee co-chair Robin Voss shot back that the state couldn't afford it.
I respect that you think money is unlimited and it grows on trees and we'll just be able to go pick some more off, but I don't agree with that.
The plan Voss and Barca were arguing over had previously passed the Senate on a 32-1 vote and had sponsors from both parties. While the legislature has no more scheduled floor days for 2011, the special session is still technically open. That means Republicans could come back at any time to deal with bills that remain uncompleted, or the governor could add more bills to the agenda. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.